start with my question, and then we'll go back over the documents. Mr. Longo, you are the president of Shippers Choice Inc., is that correct?
That's correct.
And the sole shareholder?
That's correct.
When was Shippers Choice Inc. founded?
I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm going to fall back on my constitutional right with Mr. Howard in the room.
Well, I can't compel you, and certainly your client, your counsel's got to advise you. I would note, however, Mr. Howard's presence or absence isn't going to affect the constitutional right if you couldn't get him.
Well, I do. Unfortunately, based upon our last meeting, Mr. Howard has filed, again, in my personal bankruptcy. So anything I say and do here does, in fact, impact me on my personal bankruptcy, and therefore, I won't answer any questions, and I will fall back on my constitutional right with Mr. Howard in the room.
Okay. Well, I'm going to understand you're taking the fifth to that question. I'm going to go through the questions, and I guess to the extent you feel it necessary or feels advisable, you can take the fifth as you deem appropriate. You won't answer when the company was formed. Yes, next question. Is it true, is it not, that in September 1992, Shippers Choice Inc. made a private offering of up to $150,000 of negotiable promissory notes through Washington Investment, is that correct?
I'm taking the fifth and then.
Okay. Was that entire offering subscribed?
The Fifth Amendment.
So your position today is you're not going to answer any questions at all?
As long as Howard's in the room. I would be happy to answer written questions by the trustee, as he's done here. I'll respond in writing. But I'm not going to go ahead and leave myself open for Howard to come along and file my personal bankruptcy. Mr. Howard has, basically is on his personal vendetta, and my constitutional right says I can stop him. I'm going to do that. So, with all respect to the trustee here, I'd be happy to answer the trustee's questions, but at the same time, I'm not going to go ahead and give Mr. Howard an opportunity to do anything. And I'm sorry, I understand that that's my right. I am going to exercise that right at this point. And if there's a problem with that, I guess we'll have to have a judge decide. Mr. Howard is not a creditor, even though he says so. He filed a proof of claim. Mr. Howard has demonstrated over the last 4.5 years that he cannot be trusted with information. Mr. Howard's sole purpose here, okay, is to basically get to me, as he's been trying to do for the last 4.5 years. This has got to stop, and I'm stopping it.
Mr. Longo, do you understand that regardless of whether Mr. Howard sits here in this room or sits outside the door, this is a public proceeding, and the tape recording of it is available to the public to be transcribed, so he's down, and just as easily to read it?
That's why I'm taking the fifth at this time. Mr. Howard is an adversary of mine. He, under color of office, abuses his responsibilities. And I don't think it's appropriate for me to give Mr. Howard any ammunition at all to distort the truth, to file ridiculous pleadings, and that type. I'm not going to sit here and allow that to happen.
Now, Mr. Longo, I'm not sure I understand what you say when you say you're taking the fifth. Captain Zebrasol, will you please